Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the Old Testament reading appointed for today's morning prayer, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 22 and 23. It reads, "It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretch out to the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught, and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing." This image of humanity as grasshoppers intrigues me, and so this is what I have learned about grasshoppers. Grasshoppers are among what is probably the most ancient living group of chewing herbivorous insects, dating back about 250 million years. They also do not undergo complete metamorphosis, so they hatch from an egg as a nymph, and then undergo five stages known as instars. Each instar is characterized by shedding the cuticle skin and gradual growth of the wings. This process takes well over 5 to 6 weeks. Once the grasshopper reaches an adult state, the grasshopper only lives another 8 weeks. With each stage of the journey to adulthood or maturation, the grasshopper sheds its skin in order to grow wings of the same material. Ultimately, this cuticle skin ends up strengthening the grasshopper's legs and wings into the toughest natural material of the world. A mature faith forms in a very similar way. We are challenged through earthly struggles with finances, relationships, health, emotional, spiritual peace. The list is endless. We may at times feel like our faith is being tested, as if there is no God. But it is in these moments that we are growing as mature disciples of Christ. It is in these times when we pull ourselves up with the help of God, family, friends, or sheer stubbornness that our legs and wings are being made stronger. The depth of our faith is becoming deeper. Like the maturation of a grasshopper, maturity of our Christian nature takes time. It takes layers of false beliefs, false expectations, and false starts before we can grow our wings of clarity and unwavering faith. Like the grasshopper, no one can do this for us. We must travel through the joys, the pains, the hopes, and the sorrows. God wastes nothing in our lives, but it may take time for us to see God working in us and through us. I invite you today to reflect with me on these times that God may be peeling back our skin. He may be asking us to walk away from something so that we may gain better strength. Give up something so that we may gain our wings of freedom. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 504 of the Book of Common Prayer. It's the second collect. Let us pray. O God, the King of Saints, we praise and glorify your holy name for all your servants who have finished their course in your faith and fear, for the Blessed Virgin Mary, for the holy patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and for all your other righteous servants, known to us and unknown. And we pray that, encouraged by their examples, aided by their prayers, and strengthened by their fellowship, we also may be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new daily devotional, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotional in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.